going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what did you drop? Where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Yeah, I work on elevators, so that last call, or that last story from April, I had to call in, man, because that is, like, what elevators do. They suck everything down into the pits, dude.
So, the bottom of any elevator shaft, will you find stuff that people did not report that they dropped down there?
Yes.
How many times a year, a week, or a month do you guys get a call specifically to get something out of the elevator shaft that somebody dropped?
Myself, I probably get at least once a month, but it's like a $500 bill for us to go down there and do that and get anything out of the elevator shaft.
And what's the usual thing? I'm guessing phones, keys, what else?
100%. Phones, keys, fobs, a lot of fobs. So, like,
Get
up and down the building or the people's cars, right?
Hmm. Okay.
I had a lady when I was working at the airport. She had lost a diamond ring, and she had told that to security on the bottom of an escalator. And we cleaned it out thoroughly, and it took us, like, a month of multiple times. We ended up finding the diamond ring and getting it back to the lady.
Wow.
But
yeah,
that was the craziest thing I have ever found in an elevator pit.
What's the craziest thing?
So I was working in the Metro bus station for just a little bit of context at the Pioneer Square station.
Ooh, even more context.
Yeah. So I jump in there, and it's my first day cleaning the elevator pits at this station. They're notorious for having hypodermic needles in them.
Sure.
This one was clean. And so I jump in and look over in the corner, and I see a little cellophane baggie. And, you know, my high school days, like, ooh, what's in the cellophane baggie? I go pick it up, and like, I don't do hard drugs, so I have no idea what it was. But it was a rock of something cloudy that was, like, the size of the length of a stick of gum. Two pieces of gum next to each other and as thick as a package of, like, juice.
Would that be meth?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with
that. I found a bag of crap out in front of a 7-Eleven. And I'm just like, I went inside, I was like, hey, dude, I just want you to know there's a bag of drugs in the parking lot.
Right.
I'm not going to touch that thing, but they're out there. It was a sizable amount of stuff.
Because it doesn't look like something you want. So
it doesn't look
do?
Like drugs I'd done before.
Right.
You know?
So what do you do with the drugs? Do you turn them in? Do you throw them away or leave them there? What?
So, like, I used to smoke marijuana in high school, so, like, my first thought was, if I was a high school kid and I found a bag of drugs this big, it would be, like, my best day. So my first inclination was to be the cool guy and just put it outside of the pit and let someone find it. And then I was like, except this isn't marijuana. This is a lot harder than that.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's the issue.
I threw it in my garbage bag and then told a security officer about it after I cleaned another pit. So there's two elevator pits worth of disgusting material on top of this baggie of drugs. And the security guard was like, well, I need to supervisor.
Right.
Yes. And so I'm like, here's my, you know, 30-gallon bag of garbage. Go ahead and dig through it, bud.
What?
He never found it.
What is the worst thing that either you or another technician has ever just dropped down the elevator shaft itself?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, whatever tool you have in your hand that you're working is the most inconvenient, but I would say the worst thing that I have dropped down an elevator shaft was when I was in new construction. And a mechanic went and told me to remove a lifeline. So it's the thing that makes it so that when we're working on it, if we fall off the edge or something falls from underneath us, we're hanging there on that lifeline, right?
Right.
I go to remove it from the top of the elevator shaft. And at the same time, that same mechanic had told another apprentice to go clean off the platform directly underneath where we're cleaning, right? Or where I'm removing all these lifelines. And me and another apprentice are doing this, and we drop a lifeline. And come to find out, the gentleman who was sweeping the platforms had gotten off that platform 30 seconds before we dropped that lifeline.
Ooh, wow.
And so it was 10 floors down and probably 100 pounds worth of cable that fell down.
Jesus, man. Okay.
All right.
But you're saying about once a month you get a call to go dig through the elevator shaft to find something.
Oh, yeah. And it's never anything good, man.
What are your
money down there.
What are your chances if you fell down an elevator shaft? Like, what's the percentage that you're going to be alive?
How far have we fallen?
Say you fell five stories. You have a chance?
If you fall five stories, most likely not. I mean, there's a story of a guy in our trade who reached out and grabbed the steel ropes that the elevator is running on.
Yeah.
And he fell like 12 stories, if I remember right, dragging him, like holding onto these steel ropes and lived. He had no skin on his palms. And afterwards.
God. Oh, what was he doing? What was he thinking?
That is the most notorious killer for elevator guys is when you think you left a car on a floor, you are distracted when you open up the elevator doors and you just step onto what you think is there and it isn't there anymore.
See, man, like it's an unreasonable nightmare of mine. It's not a reasonable fear to have, but I remember, and this was in China, but they showed the video of a guy. And just like yours, keep in mind, he's not working there. I want to say it was like a building he lived in. So this is just him trying to go home or go to work or whatever. And it's CCTV, so you see the door open, and he just steps in like any of us do. But there was no elevator, man. He just dropped from view, and I just thought, okay, that is awful.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, at least if I'm a technician, there's probably some presence of mind to check, but. Help me, we just got in the elevator at the last break. I don't give it a thought. The door opens, I step in, but just if it wasn't there, man, I'm taking a plunge.
Talking about a lost wedding ring.
I feel like they're in elevators so much, you could see how they do. I feel like we would check to make sure it's there.
You and me, just average. Like when you're up here, you're gonna go down, you're gonna grab lunch. I mean, do you really give it thought when the door opens? If we're talking, my money says we just step in, man, without really.
I don't know. I feel like I look at it, but you're right, maybe I don't.
Probably not. I kind of do. Just after seeing that video, man, I'm like, oh, God.
Diamond wedding ring has been recovered in 9 years after its owner accidentally dropped it down the drain. New Jersey resident Paula Stanton cleaning the bathroom when her wedding ring slipped off and fell down the drain. Now she thought that she would never see this thing again. Said it was heartbreaking. I was embarrassed to tell my husband because it was very meaningful and kind of expensive. So the husband, well, he caved and got a duplicate ring. But Stanton still wanted the original because it was the original. So she talked to an official at the local public works department to see if he or his team had ever come across the ring after all these years. And the public works department crew chief said, no, man, no one's ever seen it. Then last month, the couple returned home to find a note from the department on her door. It said to call the public works department. I was thrilled. I was stunned. I could not believe it. They saw a small, shiny thing stuck on one of the pipes coming from Stanton's home when a crew was working nearby and retrieved the ring from the muck and the sand in the manhole. One of more than 1,000 manholes in her neighborhood.
Damn.
He washed it off and went looking for Stanton. That ring didn't want to leave her family. There are so many things that could have happened. It could have been washed away, could have been crushed, but it was just meant to be. Our question, what did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
All right. Hey, listen, that's the first time I ever called, but your question spurred a memory of mine. So this is in the early 2000s, and I was a brand-new ICU nurse orientee University of Washington Medical Center. And, okay, so they can fire you for any reason. And, if you're not like showing that, you know, what's going on. So anyway, my preceptor, that's the person that's like in charge of training me in the ICU. She was a real battle axe, and she'll remain nameless since I'm on the radio, but, wasn't too fond of dudes or dudes in nursing. And so, you know, looking for any reason why I might not make it. So anyway, I'm taking care of this patient. They're on the breathing machine, you know, the ventilator, and they're on multiple pressors. These are medications that we use to keep people's blood pressure up when they're in shock. And he's on dialysis. So anyway, long story short, there's just a whole lot of things going on, and it's really high stress, and I'm brand new. And so we used to have these like syringes that were automatically like loaded with a hypodermic needle attached to it. And so I was opening it up because I had to drop some more fentanyl, to give the patient so they could tolerate the, ventilator. And I freaking fumbled it. Fortunately, her back was to me, but it went like a dart right into the top of my shoe. And these are shoes, like before I, got into the critical care, unit, I was working in the, ORs as a scrub nurse, and so they were just like covered with blood and muck and stool and God knows what else.
Blood, anyway, muck, and stool.
Oh yeah. So anyway, it's and plus they were like, I typically use my for my work shoes, you know, they're like my burnout, like running shoes, triathlon shoes and what have you. So anyway, she was sticking in the top of my freaking foot. And I looked over and her back was to me. I was like, oh, so I reached down, I pulled it out and just like grabbed a new one and dropped the meds and gave it to, well, you know, this was early on my shift and we worked like 12 hour shifts. And so, I just, you know, sucked it up and kept going. Well, the next day I got up and I had a huge abscess on the top of my foot.
Oh God. So you're freaking out.
Yeah. I'm like,
well, I mean, you said blood, you know, stool and muck. And yeah, now this needle has put, and also, did you get any fentanyl dose from this thing hitting your foot?
No. I hadn't even drawn up the fentanyl yet. It was a brand new syringe right out of the package. So it fell into the top of my foot. I rocked out, you know, the next 10 hours of my 12-hour shift. I got up the next day. I had this huge abscess on my foot, and I was like, I just got to suck it up. So I went back into the hospital. I worked another 12 hours. On my way home, I hit the walk-in clinic, and the physician was like, dude. So I got myself on like a third-generation cephalosporin. I cleared it right up, but I didn't tell a soul. I didn't even tell my wife. I told nobody.
You didn't even tell your wife?
No, I didn't say anything. So, So I was an ICU nurse for like another 8 years after that. Now I'm a nurse practitioner. I don't know if you guys know what I do.
A very good friend of mine is the same. I'm curious to know, because I'll talk to her off the record, and she's very good about HIPAA, so I don't know anyone's names, but she will just tell me basically kind of what goes on behind the scenes, or quote-unquote bloopers that happened in the hospital have no idea that's going, even as a patient. You know, even if you're in the room as a patient, things are going wrong, and it's kind of funny, but it's also terrifying. Because I'm like, are you being for real? She's like, dude, you don't want to know.
Well, accidents happen anywhere.
They do. Yeah. You just feel like at a hospital. I mean, some of those accidents, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, like, I've got, like, I mean, these are just regular stories, like, not even, like, something went sideways. Just, like, stories that happen to people that are so crazy. It's not even appropriate for me to talk about it at work.
Because there's no way that people wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Or on the radio. So,
well, Cameron, I will tell you, as far as my favorite medical blunder that I have seen myself, it happened about a year ago, 2 years ago, and somebody needed a heart transplant. I believe they were at Harborview. All right, so this helicopter lands, and apparently they had to speed this thing in. Like, we have a heart ready for this guy, but he needs it ASAP. So this helicopter, they blow this thing in here from wherever it's coming from, and there's doctors waiting on the roof. And you kind of have like the sky view of the situation. Mm-hmm. And you see the doctors, they all run to the helicopter. One of them now has the heart, and it's in whatever kind of box. And my man just eats it. I don't know what happened, but like, he falls, the thing opens, like the heart, I'm pretty sure it's still wrapped in something, but like, it spills out onto the helipad. They just kind of scoop it back in and do the surgery.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's probably the most innocuous thing. The fact that I practice medicine, I just want to tell all three of you that I am diagnosing you all with stage 4 widely metastatic baller status.
Status. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we heard for the first time stage 9 cancer.
How about the pallbearer? The dropping of the casket.
Oh, the guys that went into the grave?
There's multiple videos, but just the idea.
Well, the most recent one I saw.
The guy spills out into the street. You're just like, oh, no.
I've never seen anybody fall out.
But he's dead.
So,
same time, though, like, if you're going to drop something, man. Like,
I've seen a pallbearer trip on, some of the gravestones are just in the ground.
Yeah.
They're flat. He tripped on one of those. He went down. The casket went down. It didn't open up.
Yeah.
But they definitely fell to the ground.
I'm saying, man, if one person loses their grip, the casket's going down. Those things are remarkably heavy. My brother and I were pallbearers for my aunt. And it's weird. It's not like we volunteered. My mother basically called us and told us both, like, you're going to be pallbearers at Lois's funeral. And I mean, what are you going to say? No. So I'm like, okay. So you don't give it a whole lot of thought. You go through the service, and now you show up at the cemetery, and you got to go over to the hearse. And there's very professional people pulling it out, and they're giving you instructions on just how to carry it, and these little handles and stuff. And I look at my brother, and we didn't say anything, but basically we were conveying to each other, it is July in Washington, D.C., It is 100 degrees outside. Humidity is 98%. My hands are super sweaty, and you can't two-hand it. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. There's a proper way to do it, and all I can think is please do not drop this, or if this thing does drop, do not let it be me. So we did it. Everything was fine. And then when I talked to my brother afterwards, he's like, Jesus Christ, all I can think is, please don't drop this goddamn casket. I'm like, dude, I'm right there with you, man. I was like, that was awful. Thank you, Mom, for volunteering us to do that. They are remarkably heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's all casket. Yeah. Not the person in it.
A man accidentally, speaking of dropping stuff.
You're absolutely right. I've done it twice. They are shockingly so heavy. And one person was a bigger person compared to them.
Oh, no.
Honestly, dude, you're right, though. They're so heavy to begin with.
You wouldn't know.
I don't know that I could tell the difference between my grandma, who wasn't very big, and our buddy, who was a big dude. Like, they're just heavy to start with.
Yeah, honestly, my aunt maybe weighed 110. But so, in my mind, that's roughly what we're going to feel, plus the weight of the casket. And I don't know how much they weigh, but it's like, oh, my God. And like I said, the sweaty-ass hands, I'm like, please. And the worst part, obviously, you don't want to drop the corpse of a dead relative. That's bad in general.
No.
But there's 150 people there, and when you have your hands on the casket, no one's looking anywhere other than where you're at. And it just sucks. And it's maybe a whole 90-second experience, which, like, please, don't drop it. People are already crying.
Yep.
Don't be the guy where her body falls out of the casket and you make it worse, you know, depending on how they land. Or things break off.
Yep.
You know? I don't know what kind of condition she was in, man.
Yeah. Real quick, me and my cousins, so we were all younger when my grandma died.
Yeah.
So we're all, like, teenagers. But the big thing was, it was just this massive argument between us, because it's like, we're all right-handed. So nobody
wants to go on the other side.
Left side. It's like, my left side's weak.
You know what's stupid, dude? My brother and I are both left-handed. We were both on the right side.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wire is live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Tara Daly, Steve Hicks, the Daily Mix Morning Show joining us. We will sing spin today. It's all about the flowers. 10 songs about flowers coming up at 4:30. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Right after emails on our question, what did you drop and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Quick text there says, it was my first day on the job. Baskin Robbins, just days before my 16th birthday. And I dropped a 1 gallon glass of maraschino cherries. The floor was covered with broken glass and sticky maraschino cherries and cherry juice. May have taken me a full hour to clean that up. I ended working there, though, through my teen years, though. Best job ever.
Okay.
It's always bad on the first day. Hello, Sersha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a story less so about what I dropped and where I dropped it. It's another hospital story.
All right.
I used to work for a hospital, and I worked in environmental services. So I handled all the trash, human waste, the pharmaceutical waste, et cetera, all the nasty stuff you don't want the patients to
see. What was there more of, trash, pharmaceutical waste, or human waste?
Mostly linens.
That was the main thing
that floated through here. But after that, it was trash. It was a crazy amount of trash that comes from hospitals.
Okay.
So what I was doing was I was between our autoclave and our trash compactor, and these sat upon a grated floor. Underneath those grates was probably 3-foot-deep concrete sump basin thing, and it's where a lot of runoff went. Steam that would build up and condense whatever drip down into the sump basin from the autoclave, which the autoclave boiled all the human waste and blood and whatnot.
Did that thing give off a stink?
It was like nothing else.
Okay.
You open that thing and it is instant and it's still steaming because it hits like 200 something degrees. And it's just poo and pee steam right in your face.
Mm. All right.
And I'm working in between them. It's five foot gap between them. And I'm working, I got my earbud in, and I tried to push it back into my ear because it was starting to slip with my shoulder. I bump it, and it drops into that basin right beneath me between the grates. So I have to lift up the, like, 30 to 40-pound grate and get into that basin. And it is full of muck. This is, like, probably years of buildup of muck, trash water, anything that came out of the autoclave. There's even needles in there from when the biohazard bags would break open.
Was this earbud that important to you?
It was 3 days old from the store.
Okay.
And it was one of the first things I ever bought with this job, and I was really happy to have it. Really didn't want to lose it. I spent 15 minutes digging around in that muck. Couldn't find it. There's a setting where you can... I don't know what it's called, but you can make your earbud push out a really loud sound to locate it. And I was doing that. I generally located where it was at, got down into the muck one last time, last ditch effort. I pressed the button to hear that loud sound, and I hear it above me. I look up. It is trapped in the grate.
Oh, man.
I spent 15 minutes digging in this muck, avoiding these needles and whatever else is down there. Who knows? And I didn't have to do any of that at all.
Jeez. Like I said, muck is a telling word because it means we don't know what it is, but it's not good.
Jesus.
And generally it's wet.
Concrete basin, and that's like light gray. It was black down there.
And is that pretty standard at any hospital I go to? That room exists somewhere?
Somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be quite that bad, but it's going to be somewhere. They've got to go. They got to send all that trash and stuff somewhere to be safely handled.
Yeah, I guess, man. That is, Jesus. Like I said, the word muck.
Muck, yeah.
You say blood, you say poop, you say pee, you say vomit. Like, none of that is good, but at least I know what it is. Once you call it muck, I'm like, okay, this is uncharted territory.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, back in college, me and my dorm mate, we you know, we're going for a little cruise, if you will. And, you know, may or may not have had some non-tobacco products with us.
All right.
And we pull out of the college parking lot, and immediately behind us is a police officer. So, being the smart person that I thought I was, threw it out the window.
Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, just a little white guy. And next thing you know, the cop just goes past us, no problem. So we go back to look for what I threw out the window because we're on a street. And we found it, but it was down in a sewer grade. Thank you, Mike, for reminding me what the name is.
Ah,
and making it a little quicker, we did some MacGyver stuff. And we were right across the street from my old soccer practice field, so went over, broke off a tree branch, chewed up some gum, put it at the end, and basically fished out this joint through the sewer grate, and then went and continued on our way to have our little cruise.
That was bad, man. That's pretty good MacGyvering.
Yeah, and I don't suggest anybody does that.
Well, big man, when you're in college and you're broke and it's a joint, you're going to do what you can to get that thing back. There's no question about that.
Jesus. Dude, when I was living in Baltimore, I had a buddy, my buddy Weave. He still lived in the D.C. area.
All right.
Right, so it's a Saturday afternoon in the summer, right? So that ride's taking a little bit longer than it should. We're sitting outside eating crab. Same thing. He has a bag of weed. Gust of wind comes by, and it just blows into these bushes. And, I mean, he spent hours looking for it, right? Because, I mean, we're only a couple years out of high school. Like, he didn't really smoke in high school.
Right.
He played 1 year down at South Carolina football. So, like, he's gotten into weed. He is pissed. And I remember, same thing, we spent miles, hours looking for that weed. We never found it. And finally, he just looks at me and goes, F it. Drive it back to D.C. And that SOB drove all the way back to D.C. To buy like an eighth.
Jeez,
and then drive all the way back.
He needed weed that bad.
Yeah.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
What's up, Brock?
How are you? This is unfortunate. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Oh, Brock.
I'm trying to take you off speaker.
Oh, okay. There you go.
We appreciate it.
There you
it.
Go. So, did you guys enjoy your vacation?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I hate it, man. Time off? Come on, Brock. We're better now.
I'm sitting on a beach in Mexico. Yeah, man, irritated the whole time.
Sucked.
Well, I'm on vacation right now. I'm actually south, like Eureka right now. So, yeah, we've 101. I'm just going up and down 101.
Up and down. Okay.
I've done that. Not a bad drive at all, man.
No, on the way back in, I'm going to hit up the Oregon weed. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Miles.
I sure do. That's all I smoke.
Yes. So this is back a while ago, but just one of those things. I'm staying at a buddy's house. He has a place down in Ocean Shores, and I don't know the place very well. And it's like on the beach, great time. And then in the middle of the night, we lose power. And then I go to the bathroom, and I have my phone. It's like, that, you know, light it up, and then... So I'm watching myself pee, and then I just watched the phone go into the toilet, and yeah, it never worked after that.
Never worked. How long did you give it before you got a replacement phone?
Well, it was a while. It was back in the day, so I did the whole rice thing, and then tried to, but it lit up for a minute. My toilet was lit with the flashlight, and then it just stopped. So.
Yeah, I've been there, man. Like I said, 3 days. And at that time, they tell you not to now, but at the time it happened, put it in a bowl of rice. And it made no difference. It didn't do anything. Now I just read something recently. They're like, stop putting your phone in a bowl of rice. It's not going to help.
That was a huge thing.
I mean, it made sense. I said, it'll absorb the moisture. Like, cool. Maybe it did. Phone still didn't work.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, my phone's dry. It still doesn't work.
Was it a phone? This was years ago. But I lost my entire wallet, and that was a pain in the butt.
Was that where Portland?
Yeah.
I
couldn't go to a gentleman's club. Obviously, you need ID.
Right.
Like, I could get into a couple of the bars, because I was 27, 28. So, like, I didn't look young, but, like, strip clubs, you got to have an ID. And then, for years, I just didn't have an ID, because I never had one in the state of Washington. So then I had to go back and retake all the tests.
Right.
I actually changed where I keep my microphone when I go to these auctions on like Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings.
You have to take your own microphone.
I do. Really? Yeah, I have my own microphone. Huh, it's okay. Down in my car.
Is it red?
No.
Gold?
This one was.
Oh.
This one was a red microphone. At least that's
is it wireless?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no. Sorry. No, it is not wireless. It is. It can be hooked up. Anyway, I always kept it in my back pocket when I would walk in there, right? And I have something that I do before every auction that I do. I don't know why. It's just a tick at this point, but I drop something else off before I get started with my auction just so I'm good and comfortable,
yeah.
Right? So I go to the bathroom, handle business, right? But my microphone is still in my back pocket.
Oh, no.
I have not flushed yet. I stand up and pull my pants up, and down it goes. My microphone that I was supposed to use that day right into the dog.
Is it done? Soup. Is it toast?
For me, it was. I okay. was not about to use
it. You weren't going to try it?
No, I threw that flush damn it? Thing away.
What, you yeah, pulled it call. Out of the toilet.
Yes.
It's covered in turds.
Yes.
And then went, just throw it in the trash.
Yes. And I walked up to somebody who was like, can I borrow your backup microphone, please?
Did you tell them what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
I tried to dance around it, but there's just no avoiding that.
Is that normal for the auctioneers coming yes. up with their own auction?
Yes.
Or own microphone?
There's actually one dude that comes in on Wednesday mornings, and he has a gold microphone because he's an auctioreering champion.
What makes you an auctioneering champion? He's like the Eagle Scout of what you do.
Right. It's exactly right.
Yes.
How? Hey, there's actually a competition.
And what?
I've not been there, so I don't fully know what all happens.
Oh, Mike, you got to get in the competition, man.
No, I suck compared to these
guys. No, come on, man. Serious stand.
What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Edgar. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I've been wearing hearing aids since I was 25, and I'm in my late 60s now. And the first ones I had would go in all the way in the ear. The ones I have now go behind the ear, and they're a little easier to handle. But, you know, I dropped one in a toilet one time, and I thought, I pulled it out, dried it out, got it to work, you know. And I was just always really careful after that. I'd go in the bathroom, I wouldn't get them anywhere close to the toilet. And I remember sitting one on the sink, on the counter, making sure, don't get it close to the toilet. Because over time, my hearing aids just got more and more expensive. This is like a $3,000 hearing aid.
Damn.
And I have a pair, you know, but, you know, individually, they're $3,000 a piece. And insurance doesn't cover this kind of stuff, or, you know, just never have.
Wait, insurance doesn't cover a hearing aid?
You know, I dropped one out of my pocket running Bloomsday up in Spokane, and 6,000 people stepped on it. I went back and found the pieces, some of the pieces, tried to turn it into my insurance company. And they said, we don't know. We're going to have to get back to you. And no, we're not going to. You're going to have to get a separate rider on that if you want that done, because they were just outside of warranty. Anyway, I'm in the bathroom. I make sure I keep this thing on the other side of the counter from the toilet. There's no way it's going to get, you know, I'm not going to drop it in the toilet again. Just don't do it. I reach for something. Hit my wife's hairspray can, knock it over. It hits the hearing aid just right that it pops it across the counter, hits the sink, jumps up, and lands in the toilet.
Jeez.
I mean, it couldn't have happened more. So now it's like, you just keep them in your ears when you're in the bathroom.
What was the first letter of the word you said when you watched this thing ricochet into the toilet?
It's probably an F-bomb.
Are they still that expensive? Are they still $3,000 a piece, or is the price gone down?
Actually, they're not. If you go to Costco now, you can get a pair for $2,000.
So why won't insurance cover that? Because no one that hears well goes out and buys hearing aids. I mean, obviously, it is a medical thing. What's insurance's explanation for that? We'd rather you just go deaf?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out, because you think with all the technology, it should be getting cheaper and cheaper, but they keep advancing the technology and hearing aids to where they're, you know, Bluetooth and automatic noise canceling and all that stuff.
Do you have like super hearing? Like, could you really eavesdrop on a conversation that I couldn't?
No. I just got a new set, and this last set I got through Labor and Industries. Basically some of the hearing loss has been job related, but it didn't really kick in until later in life, you know, the excessive loss.
Right.
And this last set, I've only had it about a month, and I'm still getting used to them. And they, yeah, I can hear better with these than I ever have with hearing aids. And so I can throw them up to 100%. I can hear quite a bit, but it takes up so much background noise, it's uncomfortable.
Right.
So I just run them about 65-68%.
Okay.
And then,
sounds like
know,
a TV
if,
call.
If I get a situation where I really have to hear something, I will crank it up.
Oh, sure.
But it's still not as much.
It is crazy how that works, though, like with insurance, right? So I get my eyes checked every 2 years. Insurance covers it. And my eyes suck, and I know they suck. And when you get older, if you have anything degenerative, there's not a name for mine. She's like, look, you get older, muscles break down, they're going to get worse. So my script goes up a little bit, right? Just kind of nickel and dimes its way up. And I get the exam on the house. I'm like, cool. But then to get corrective vision, insurance does not cover that.
Oh, you
right?
Get
so
glasses?
The glasses. So, like, you know, the doctor tells you, look, you know, you need glasses if you want to legally drive, if you actually want to see what your kids look like, you know, that kind of thing. You got to get glasses. No big deal. Millions of people do. And then when you go to get glasses, it's like, oh, no, insurance will pay to let you know that your eyes suck, but we will not pay for the thing that corrects it. And the thing about lenses, or not lenses, the frames themselves, they are so expensive that it's cheaper just to pay for the doctor than it is to buy the frame. So now, actually, I go to Zenni.com, something like that.
Zenni,
and then there's another one that starts with the Z. They just have all the different frames, and they charge like $60. Or you can get the exact same frames for $400. So, yeah, that is absolutely what I do.
What'd you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shelley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Hola. Doing well.
Good. It was day one. I was working, just got a job for the state of Oregon in the cafeteria. Did my job, was cleared off all the tables, had the big tub that you carried all the dishes in. And my boss introduced me to his boss, and I was talking to him, and right then, all the dishes fell out of my hand, the whole tub. The supervisor in his suit bent down with me, started helping me pick them up as I'm apologizing, telling them I'll pay for them all, and we get it all cleaned up. And as I'm all done, I got a raise.
You got a raise?
I got a raise. I stayed there until I got married and moved away.
Did what, you keep doing other things to get a raise? Like, I don't know, accidentally throw a chair through a window. I mean, what?
I don't know how it happened. I don't know why. I've never figured out. Maybe it was just because I was apologetic and offered to pay for it. And I was thinking I was going to have to clock out immediately when I'm saying all this. But, yeah, I got a raise. I got a couple $2 raise.
What cafeteria? Like, in Eugene or what?
It was in Salem, Oregon, and this is in about 1979, 1980.
So Oregon just had general cafeterias that were run by the state?
Yeah, well, for all the state employees.
Okay,
that's
gotcha.
Where they would go. Yeah.
So they fed the employees. That's amazing.
Right, all employees.
Huh, okay, that's pretty cool.
They didn't get a raise there just by effing up.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part. I mean, look, I understand you don't get fired, but not like, you know what? I'm giving you a raise.
Jesus. What did you drop, and where was the unfortunate place you dropped it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Well, my story is I was at the movies, had to get up and pee, and I went to the bathroom, and my car keys fell in the toilet, and they went down the drain.
You're kidding.
Wait, had you flushed it, or did they just shoot down the hole?
I flushed it, did his automatic flush, and went...
Oh.
Well,
call my mom and have her bring the extra spare.
I was going to say, do you finish the movie first and then make the call, or do you make the call and then go back to the movie?
I had to finish the movie and make the call.
Okay, you did it right.
Damn.
Well,
a key fob now could be as much as $1,000.
Oh, no. I do.
So if you lose your keys now, you have the potential to be really screwed. It's as expensive as a new phone.
And it's hard because a lot of the new cars, it's like, man, okay, I get it. It has a fob, and like, you can program it into your phone. Like, do you have a key? Like, is there a physical key that I can stick into this thing to unlock my door? Because you're right. Mm-hmm. I feel like anything else would go wrong. Or if I drop my key in water, my key still works. You know, right. It's completely waterproof, man. I hate all the electronic stuff. You wait for things to go wrong.
Yeah, like my car is so old that it's still just the key stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you rent a car or whatever. I don't know. I'm still, and then I spent 20 years without a car.
Mm-hmm.
I still struggle with the, like, You don't need a key to start it.
Just press start.
Yeah, and like you just got to get near it and this and that. Like,
it is kind of because we had to rent a car when we were in Delaware in August, which
but
by
you
got to
take that fob with you.
We do
I feel like
take
I always
fob.
Almost forget them in there because there's nothing to take out of the ignition.
And then make sure you know where you put the fob when you get back to the house you rented, right? Because it's just and, not on your keys.
Uber wise, some of these cars now
you can't open the door.
I can't figure out how to get out of the frickin' car.
Yeah.
I cannot figure out how to open the door from the inside to get out of the car. You'd think I've been in a car enough to know how to get in and out of one.
It's not the button you think. The button you think it is, like the window opens, and then you kind of have to say to the guy, can you
trapped,
pop the
man.
Door?
And he's what? Like, it's not locked. I'm like, it's locked.
I understand
you.
That. I don't know how to open Jesus it.
Yeah, detailing cars, that was one of my biggest frustrations. It's like, there's a universal spot where the lock and unlock button is yes. On a car, where the window buttons are, where the door button is.
If and it, now if there's the not.
Right. Yes. That sucks.
Coming up, Daily Mix Morning Show. Join us at 4:30. We'll sit and spin with 10 songs about flowers. And your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.